Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
To Britain now, where celebrity TV chef Gino De Campo has denied dozens of allegations of inappropriate and intimidating behaviour on the sets of TV shows he has appeared on. For more on this, we're joined by Jonathan Swain, senior news correspondent with Good Morning Britain. And good morning to you, Jonathan.
Morning, Claire.
Thank you for joining us on this. So many people I know Gino De Campo, but some don't. So tell us a little bit about him.
Well, he's been a familiar face, hasn't he, on television for, what, more than 20 or so years now. He's sort of a TV chef. That's how he started out his career, and also going on to sort of present many TV shows and also ITV's Family Fortunes as well more recently. And people will know him, of course, for also presenting the Gordon, Gino and Fred's Road Trip. That's been a TV show for many series on ITV. And he also was crowned King of the Jungle for I'm a Celebrity back in 2009. So he has been a very popular figure on TV now for many years.
So quite a big star and now facing these allegations. So what are the allegations that have been made against him?
Well, yeah, so he's got a cheeky, chappy persona, hasn't he, on TV? But this morning he's waking up to headlines in many of the newspapers and he's having to deal with these serious allegations against him. Now, it's an ITV News investigation that they say they found dozens of allegations of misconduct against him over 12 years. It was basically his behaviour on set and while sort of filming out and about on location. They were saying, or he's accused of using a sexualised and aggressive language on the set of many of those TV shows. Now, there are a lot of examples. I'll give you some of the ones that we can talk about. He's alleged to have said to staff members, when are we all going to get drunk and have sex together? Another allegation against him is he's accused of discussing one of the team members' breasts, and then he's also accused of comparing mozzarella to a female body part. So that gives you an indication of the kind of things that he's accused of during his career. But this morning, Claire, he has come out and strongly denied all his allegations against him.
Okay, so where do you believe that this is likely to go then, Jonathan, given that this story has just broken and he's issued through his legal team these denials? What may happen next?
Well, like with everything, there are investigations into all of this. There's been a number of sort of rights to reply from ITV and some of the production companies as well, saying that they're now looking into all of this. I mean, what's quite crucial is his response to all of this, and he has strongly denied the allegations against him. He said even he gave a statement out last night saying he's a father, a husband. He said he's worked with over 1,000 people on 80 shows during his career. And he's saying that he takes these matters extremely seriously. And actually, he says he finds it deeply upsetting, these allegations that are being made against him. And ITV, of course, one of the broadcasters who put out a lot of his shows, say that the allegations made against him and the behaviour is inappropriate and unacceptable. And they say that ITV are now looking into the matters that have now been raised. So, yeah, a lot of investigations going on. He strongly denied it against him, though, saying that he doesn't recognise the allegations that are being put to him. So that's probably an important point to stress this morning, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, ITV, as you say, there will be questions to answer. They say they're looking into it. But when these programmes are made, they're usually made, aren't they, by independent production companies. And I know as part of this investigation, ITN has managed to find that there was a complaint made about him back in 2018. So really, in terms of the investigation, I suppose the focus will be on that, won't it?
Well, it will, yeah. That 2018 allegation, I think, came from the sort of Gino show with also Gordon Ramsay as well. That sort of the three of them travelling around. So, and that's actually made by Objective Media Group as well. And they're saying that they are looking into all of this. They say they take the allegations of their staff and the protection of them incredibly seriously. So, and they're saying that actually appropriate remedial action will be taken when warranted. But as you say, it goes back to 2018 on that particular occasion. It's also made by Studio Ramsay as well, an independent production company from Gordon Ramsay, who also appears on that show. So, you know, it is a matter of time now, but ITV News, as if you saw the piece last night that they broadcast, they did have members of staff and former production members of staff on camera, anonymously though, talking about some of these allegations. So they'll obviously need to be spoken to now by the production companies as well.
And Jonathan, the precedent here, I mean, we have seen other recent controversies around TV presenters, I suppose most recently Greg Wallace from MasterChef. Do you think it's fair to say that these allegations mean that Gino De Campo won't be seen on TV at least for some time?
Well, I think I'm right in saying that he did film the latest series of Family Fortunes, but that is now being put on hold, so it won't be aired on ITV while these investigations take place. So, yeah, he's on the front pages of many newspapers this morning. He's now being talked about on programmes like this and across the sort of media in the UK and across Ireland. And so, therefore, when something like this happens, of course, they have to put those careers on hold while these allegations are looked into.
We seem to be right in the middle of a cultural turning point, don't we, Jonathan, in terms of how celebrity stars are treated?
We do, yes, and it's a case of, you know, are the boundaries changing as to what's acceptable and what maybe you could have said a few years ago is not appropriate now. But in terms of some of the allegations, of course, you know, serious allegations, you know, really have to be looked into. And so it is a cultural shift. We saw it recently with Greg Wallace as well, didn't we, in recent months. He's now been taken off air after investigations into his behaviour. So now Gino De Campo finds himself, you know, at the end of this investigation too.
Jonathan, thank you so much. Jonathan Swain there, Senior News Correspondent with Good Morning Britain.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.